Kids' rooms are something we struggle with often because of the sheer volume of stuff they have. Clothes, books, shoes, toys, blankets, devices, charging cords, it all adds up to a lot. Plus, if your kids are like most kids, they're great at getting things out, but not great at putting things away again. Here are my favorite tips for organizing your kids' bedrooms so you don't get exhausted tidying them over and over again. The first step is to declutter and sort. You want to declutter, sort through all the items in the room. You don't have to do it all in one session though. You can break it down into stages so that it feels easier. So you might want to do toys one day and books another day and clothes another day. Now, should you involve your kids in the process? It's completely up to you. A few things to consider. You'll move a little slower if the kids are involved. They'll usually want to keep everything. They tend to rediscover forgotten items and then they get distracted playing with them. But on the positive side, they'll feel more in control if they're involved and there's less risk of you decluttering something that you didn't realize was important to them. And it's a great way to role model regular decluttering and organizing so they have an opportunity to get better at it over time. Now, to begin decluttering, pick a category, toys, books, clothes. Gather up all of the items in that category and then take them into a big open space like a table or a clear floor area. And then you want to sort them into piles. Keep, donate, and throw away. Pop the throwaway items in the bin, put the donate items into a bag and in the back of your car ready for dropping off when you drive past a collection point, and then put the keep items back neatly. The next step is to make the most of your storage space. So once you've decluttered and sorted, take a look at the storage opportunities in the bedroom. You can create additional storage like under bed boxes on wheels for smaller toys like Lego or dolls or cars. You can use bookshelves with baskets for books and soft toys. You can use hooks on the back of doors for backpacks and cupboard organizers for things like clothes and hats. Give every item you keep a place to belong so that it's easy to keep the room organized and tidy. And if the kids are young, you can use picture labels on the cupboards and drawers so they still know what's inside. The next step is to create a simple cleaning and maintenance routine. If you create a simple routine, it'll be easier to stay on top of it all and it'll be easier to get your kids involved because there won't be any surprise cleaning. They'll expect to do it regularly. Try having tidy up time right before bath time each evening. Just a few minutes together, putting things where they belong at the same time every day so it becomes a regular part of the day. Dust, change bed sheets and vacuum every Saturday, and then you'll find this little routine helps keep clutter at bay because there's always going to be new things coming in. This will make it easier to manage rather than leaving it and having to do another big clear out every few months. And the final step is to keep it light. The more light and breezy you are about taking care of the room, the easier it will be to keep your kids involved in helping take care of it. If budget allows, let the kids choose their bedding and a few decorations for the room, pop their artwork up on a bulletin board, and put their favorite toys in spots where they're easy to get out and easy to put away again. And whenever it's tidy up time, you could let them choose a song to tidy up to and see how much they can get done in the few minutes that the song plays. Follow the same simple rhythm every time you tidy. Rubbish in the bin, PJs under pillow, dirty clothes in the washing basket, books on the bookshelf, toys where they belong. And if all else fails, just close the door and ignore it all. I hope you found these ideas helpful. If you're ready for next steps in organizing your home and life the easy way, you might want to check out my popular House and Family Binder. It's a very simple set of prints to keep you organized and help you run your household without stress and overwhelm. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check it out, and I'll see you in the next episode.